This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You know, oh, it's so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real, you insanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know, everybody I know is going to town tonight on what's going on at the RNC, right? I mean, everybody's all excited. Look what's happening there. Look what's going on. They're a bunch of kids fighting over who's right. Don't you feel like some of the stuff that I was watching today, don't you feel like it's really a bunch of kids just fighting about, you know, who's faster, who's stronger, who's bigger, who eats more, who's got the better looking truck? You know what I'm saying? As far as the guys that were, I guess we haven't talked about it tonight yet. I haven't gone down that road yet, but as far as the police officers that were killed this weekend, I thought it was interesting that, yeah, and I won't politicize it, I promise, but it was interesting that the shortest, I think, press conference that the president ever had. I think it was under 7 minutes. Right? It's just amazing. So, and what did he say? Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't you guys be all excited if he would have come out, and even if he was, how about this? I'll give you this one. What if he was half as mad at these killers as he was at Donald Trump a few weeks ago? What do you think? How would that have gone over? If he got out there and he started letting them have it from the podium, telling them that real simple, real plain and simple, killing these cops is not helping your cause. Ambushing them is not helping your cause. It's doing nothing for you. If you think it's showing people or it's helping people understand what you want, what you're trying to get, you are simply out of your mind. You know what I'm saying? But he's not going to do that. Because, you know, he knows better than us. He knows what we need. We're too stupid to figure it out on our own, as you already know. Now, the last few weeks have been really tough for law enforcement, right? They've been on high alert all across the country. And the last thing we really need is the men and women protecting us, no matter what color, no matter what size, no matter how round, how non-round, how religious, what they dress, sexual orientation, all of that stuff. When it comes to 99% of the police officers and law enforcement officials that are protecting us, they don't care what we are, what we look like. Now, there's bad apples in every group. We already know this, right? Do you really need to be reminded of this every single time this happens? I don't care if it's firemen, policemen, grocery clerks. There's bad apples in every group, so let's get over ourselves. But for the most part, I'm not even going to say the most part. Almost all of our police officers are not in it looking to hurt someone. except for the bad guy. Now, I talked about this last week. I got some new numbers, a few updates here and there. There's almost 1 million law enforcement officials in this country. At any given point in time, there are about 600,000 of these guys on the streets of America. Now, this includes transit cops and all that other stuff. But still, think about it. Law enforcement officials are out there. You know, if what the left is saying, and the one that comes to mind really easy, is U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. We haven't heard from her in a while. They got her duct tape in the closet, don't they? Is that with everything going on, who else have we heard from? Maxine Waters, they got her drugged. I know they do. And a few others. I mean, because they always were so good for this kind of stuff, weren't they? I mean, we could do a whole night on one of those people. Oh, God bless America. And, so these guys were was it Charlie Rangel? He's another one. I know, they're all black, right? Remember her comment? She said that the cops, right, they are hunting down black boys and they're killing them like animals. Well, if that's a true statement, where's all the carnage? Right, what do we say? There's been of the couple of hundred shootings, the blacks are at the bottom of the list. Whites are shot more by cops. See, all those white Bible-thumping conservative Republican haters who own guns would be out hunting black kids all over the place for sport, wouldn't they? If you listen to the narrative of some of those on the left. And the funny thing about it is most of the sane shooters, I don't even know if you can say a sane shooter, but the non, I'll put it this way. Most of the non-religious shooters that have been out there shooting people, guess what? They're liberals. And almost all of them were registered Democrats. What are you doing to your people? I think it was a week before last, almost every guest of the show was a black American. I'm going to stop doing the African-American thing because they're not all African-American. That's just crazy. But almost every one of them was a black American. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at
at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know there's other people, other shows, other things that you could be doing right now, and you are listening to us, and very much appreciate it. You can send me an email to Joe at therealside.com. That's Joe at therealside.com. So I was going off, as usual, about how we've, the race issue in this country. I'm not going to say it was gone. I'm not stupid. I'm not even going to say it was almost all gone. But we were not having the trouble we were having. I had an old T-shirt on this weekend. Big OMG from 2012, right? Said Obama must go, but big OMG. So I was at one of the big box stores, and I wasn't really thinking about it because I threw it on working around, getting things done around the house, whatever. And so I went to the big box store, and I was leaving, and the young man behind the counter said, "What is that? What's your shirt say?" And I said, "Well, you may not appreciate it." And I showed it to him, and he just kind of giggled and laughed. He said, "Yeah, my parents were talking about what a disappointment he was this weekend." It's like, whoa, okay. I didn't expect to get that out of this particular person at this place. And he said specifically, they really thought that he would help solidify and make race relations better in this country. And if anything, he's made it worse. And his parents were lifelong staunch Democrats. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Well, first of all, I'm not surprised by it, but isn't it interesting? They voted for the guy not because they thought he could do the job, mostly because he thought because he was black, he'd help heal the country. They didn't know we were in that bad of shape. And you're going to say, well, it's because you're not black, Joe. You don't know. Well, whatever. But think about that. He was willing to open up with me. As a cashier, he didn't know me from Adam. I could have worn my son's shirt to try to get paint on it because I didn't agree with it. I don't know. But he was upset. And he felt the same way that this president... Now, I could have gotten into more detail and said, well, what are you upset about? That you didn't make it a one-payer program? What exactly are you upset about? But just the mere fact that he's willing to open up with me and tell me that his parents were very upset that Obama's actually made it worse than better. Right? So, the week before last, right, nearly all the guests on the show were black Americans. And and I didn't plan it that way. It wasn't, let me go see if I can find some black Americans to come on the show. That wasn't it at all. We have our fellow from Baltimore, a black man from Baltimore. You say that three times fast. Corey Duncan, came on with us and Kerry Davis came on with us. And even Kevin Jackson was on with us. So, and it wasn't planned out. It just happened. And one guest in particular, which was Kira, the conservative, you know, conservative black American. Go figure. What can I tell you? And I mention that as a disclaimer because, you know, I know some of you give no credibility to black conservative Americans. And she says, it's a real shame that we can't have an open, honest conversation. And, well, she's right and she's wrong. We can't have the conversation because the left goes nasty, nasty when you throw facts at them. We can't because if I or any other white, we talked about this, if I or any other white guy ask questions to suggest to committing less crimes or getting on the ground and shutting up when you're instructed by an officer or anything else like that, that, you know, anything that might shift blame away from the cop makes us racist or a hater. But guess what? The left... Right? They're stealing words. They're deciding what these words mean. They're deciding how those words get used. And as I've always said on the show, they pretty much made words of no effect. When you call a guy like me racist, homophobe, bigoted, whatever, 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 10 years ago maybe, I would sit there and I would question myself. I go, oh my God, is that what I'm doing? Am I being that? Now I just giggle. I don't even check myself because I don't trust them. Now, if my wife or somebody I loved and cared about came up to me and said, hey, you know, that wasn't really cool, then I have to think about what I said. Why? But when I'm speaking to somebody else on the other side of the aisle and I'm not getting that from them, I'm not interested. Or I'm getting those words from them, I don't care what they have to say. And you can find these facts on your own on the internet. You don't need to, and don't go to the Huffington Post. Go right to the statistics. Go right to the source. Go to the FBI or local law enforcement websites. So, I know I hit on this last week, but it's just making me nuts. 52% of all murders are committed by blacks. Right? Now, blacks only make up 13% of the American population. How? Now, do you think that they're 13% of a certain group in a population committing over half of the murders somehow makes the police at fault? How does that work? This is that same argument that your 17-year-old has with you about how you're making his or her life miserable because you won't let them use the car because they lied to you or they did something wrong and they got all that sudden report card. It's now your fault that their life is ruined. Right? Some of you now, right now, you're calling me a racist. You're throwing stuff at the, which I think is hilarious. Go ahead, keep throwing stuff at the radio. It doesn't hurt me at all. You want to pick up the phone, call the station, tell them what a jerk I am, what a racist I am? Right. Good luck with that. See, as a white guy, I'm not allowed to speak statistics aimed at black people or Asians or Hispanics, but I'm sure more so because I'm white, my white privilege and all that fun stuff. So I guess we can't talk about it. See, that's what Kara was saying. We can't have the honest conversation. Now, you might say, what does that do to help the cause? Well, it doesn't really help the cause, so to speak, because I don't know what the cause is. Depends on who you talk to. But it definitely throws a wet blanket on these people say, you know, young black people are being, you know, gunned down in massive numbers. It's just not true. Not at all. I think the number, when I was looking it up last week, so don't hold me to it, but I know I'm close, it was 2.5, whites are killed at 2.5 times the blacks are by policemen. All right? So it's not even close. It's not like you can tweak it out a little bit to make it work. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNNSports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Yeah, they don't make up like that anymore. I don't think it could. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me here on The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you spend with me here on... Yeah, you're making me laugh, too, you know. I catch it out of the corner of my eye. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and the. And if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's all kinds of things you can do up there on the website. I'm talking about the latest. You know, we can talk about the RNC if you want to, and I will poke fun at them as the night goes on. I got a lot of fun to poke at them, let me tell you what. There are things, I can't do it. I go out of my mind if I do it, because I'm so aggravated at them not treating us like adults, not allowing us to make our own decisions. God forbid that should happen, right? So apparently last week or the week before when I was talking about the blank issues in this country. No, did I get 100 emails? No, but I got enough of them. There were some of you you're just nuts. You're brain dead. If you really think a guy like me can't talk about the issues because I'm not black, then you're saying people can't tell me that I have white privilege when you're not white. That I've got male white privilege when you're not a male. How does that work? Why do you get to make all the rules? This is our fault. We've allowed them to set the narrative. We've allowed them to make the rules. Now, Chicago's had over 2,100 shootings since the first of the year. And over 370 deaths. Mr. Obama, where are you? Where's your outrage? They're almost all black-on-black crimes in black neighborhoods. Mr. Sharpton, Mr. Jackson. Look at you could have the three amigos. We need a meme like that. The three amigos. Sharpton, Jackson, and Obama. Right? We're here to help. God. There you go. And, the optic is not sexy. There's nothing sexy about showing up when people are killing their own, when neighbors are killing neighbors. There's nothing sexy about that. It don't bring no money to Sharpton and Jackson. They get nothing out of it. The press doesn't want to cover it. I mean, seriously, sweet Jesus, people, when are you going to wake up? And you're going to help each other out? When are you going to stop the madness in and around your neighborhoods? When are you going to get 10, 15,000 people out there? Because you can do it. Hey, yeah. Just call the president, because, you know, he's willing to help. He's tired of all this violence. He'll help you out. You need to take back your neighborhoods. Okay, killing cops, burning down neighborhoods, shutting down freeways does absolutely nothing for your cause. Absolutely nothing but make people mad at you, and your own people are mad at you for doing it. Because when they have jobs that they're trying to get to, and you're shutting down the freeway, how do you think that goes over when they show up at work, huh? Seriously, Mr. Obama, Mr. Jackson, Mr. Sharpton, why aren't you there? You know, can you imagine if you went there every weekend, every single weekend, until this madness stopped? You'd get it to stop, wouldn't you? Now, instead of having a beer summit or jumping in on the Michael Brown case before you know all the facts, by the way, you were wrong, you know that, we're talking about how racism abounds in the police departments while standing in front of the pictures of six dead white officers who were there protecting the rights of BLM. What sense does that make? The pictures of the cops were up there. Their families were there. Your disdain for any authority but your own is just astounds us. And it shines very brightly, let me tell you. Even those in your own party have taken notes. Even those in your own party, your old supporters are even out there on Fox, MSNBC, CNN, Morning Joe. They don't know what you're thinking. Geraldo Rivera, one of your staunchest supporters on Fox News, has scratched his head going, I don't know what this president is thinking. I'm not so sure you know what you're thinking. Instead of speaking against the police most of the time, why aren't you there speaking out against a community who's killing their own? You were fast to speak out against Donald Trump and how wrong he was and how sure you were how wrong he was. You know that certain group that was all excited about having you in office because you were their color and you were going to help them out? Right, what was that? That woman from Chicago. I think she was even a councilwoman. She said, we sent you there. You should at least send back some money. I loved her. At least she didn't hide it. You're leaving them in the worst shape. You're going to walk out of that office leaving them in the worst shape than they've been in 50 years. Definitely than they were 8 years ago. Now, after a shooting like the one in Orlando, I received these emails telling me that because of my commentary on social issues, I have the blood on my hands. I mean, a lot of us get that. It's not just centric to me. Simply because I don't agree with a certain lifestyle. I don't believe in abortion. That whenever someone in the LGBTQ community gets hurt or killed, it's my fault. When a woman dies from a botched abortion, it's my fault. There was one far left loon who tried to blame me for the rape and killing of, like, I think she was 2 years old. She was raped to death, right? I think it was an illegal alien. Okay? She was raped to death by an illegal alien and then killed. I had done several stories about those kind of things and say, you know, where's society at when this becomes more of the norm? And he blamed me for that death. It tells you where their mind is at. Now, if I follow that logic, though, I mean, I'll accept that. Okay? But here's how you do. I'll follow the logic. But your messiah, Mr. Obama, he's got blood on his hands if I follow the same logic. And Mr. Obama, you have many in your community that look up to you, that see you as a god, a role model, is always correct. So when you're looking for the numbers of cops shot in the line of duty, many sites said that it was on a decline. I'll let you guess who controlled those sites. You can figure that one out on your own. As you started to look at the FBI scores, you saw in 2014, it spiked to 51. It was up almost 90%. 2014, it spiked. Now, and that was from the year before. One paper wrote that in 2015, cop killings were down by 14%. Wow! A one-year decline, and they're excited, but here's the deal. I told you this story already. If you go to the horse track every week and you blow $300 a week, and you blow it every week for like 5 years, all of a sudden you hit for $2,000. Are you really $2,000 ahead? So one-year decline, they're all excited. In 2016, we're already up 44%. Right? Counting this weekend, we're up over 30 cop murders. Yeah, murders, killings, slaughters, whatever you want to call them. And 12 of these were ambushes. Think about that. Nobody was reaching for a gun. Nobody was pulling anybody over. None of that. No, what it was, they were just flat-out ambushes. Because somebody didn't like the fact that they were around, were mad at the cops. Now, Obama came out on Sunday morning, gave one of the shortest speeches he's ever given. The attacks on our law enforcement officials have to stop. That's it. These are the men and women who protect us. Great. Thank you for that, because we wouldn't have been aware. We wouldn't have been aware that they have to stop. We wouldn't have been aware that they protect us. I would have sat there and been pounding the table. This is hate. This is nothing but hate. It doesn't help our cause. Doesn't help. If I was him, I would have said, doesn't help me pull the country together. It doesn't help me make everybody want to play nice. It doesn't help me make everybody want to love each other. Can't do that, though. No, no. His own people would get very, very, very upset with him. You know, I'll finish it up on the other side of the break. Honest. I'm Joe Bacino, your host, just on the real side. On GCN Live, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Know about RVs? You've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I know Cuban night here, right? Anyway, I shouldn't use that, though. I'm not a big supporter. What can I tell you? I see too many Cuban people that I know, I've spoken with, that, you know, their families were just about wiped out by the lovely country, or the lovely dictator who runs the country. Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, yeah, I know. I'm easily excited. What can I tell you? Get a kick out of this stuff. Technology, it's just so wonderful. And I love complaining about it. I'm good at complaining about it. It's what I do for a living, complain. Anyway, you know, we were talking about how Mr. Obama and his responsibility for the race relations in this country, if you would. And I know some of you say, you know, hey, you know, we don't want to blame him for everything. You can't blame everything on him. And all right, what the heck? They blamed it all on Bush, right? Why can't we blame it on him? I'm just doing what you guys taught me how to do, right? I mean, you were blaming Bush 4 years into Obama, still today, some of you. But 4 years into his presidency, you were still blaming Bush. This guy can do no wrong in your mind. Which should scare anybody who's got two brain cells to rub together. In my mind, anyhow. Okay. So as I was saying, you know, again, when you start looking at these numbers, when you look at the numbers of cops shot in the line of duty, and you look at the sites, you can tell where they're coming from pretty quick. Whether they even give a care. So when you go right to the FBI source, they lay it out really nice. And I was saying earlier, in 2014, it spiked to 51. Think about it. 90% up from the year before in 1 year. Now, these have been on the decline for years and years and years. Right? Then they get all excited in 2015. Ooh, we're down by 14%. Well, you almost doubled it the year before. I mean, come on. Right? Now, 1 year decline, they're all excited about. 2016, we're only halfway through the year. We're 44% over the year before, and we're only halfway through the year. And 12 of those killings were ambushes. Cowards. You're cowards. When you ambush a cop or anybody else like that, you're nothing but a coward. There's nothing courageous about you. You cowards that were running around, was that punch-out game or whatever they were playing? Knockout. Yeah, you 17-year-old punks, you're running around, you're punching on 70-year-old guys, and you're tough, you're funny, it giggles. You probably don't even know, I'd explain IQ to you, but you probably don't even know how to spell it. Anyway, Obama came out on Sunday again. One of the shortest speeches he's given in his presidency. Would it be great if his State of the Union would have been that short, 7 minutes? God, even I would have watched it at that point. Anyway, you know, Mr. Obama, if you don't ratchet up your support for the police and you don't call for your leaders, you know, your gang, your posse, whatever you call them, the Sharptons, the Jacksons of the world, if you don't have them out there on a campaign denouncing this violence, I know it's not sexy, and I know, you know, tell you what, you tell Sharpton, you get these killings down to almost zero of these cops, I'll waive what you owe to the government. What do you think? Okay? But you need to get your team out there. You need to get your team pushing and fighting and talking about how the violence against the police doesn't work. It's not worth it. It doesn't work. As a leader of the free world, the place you say you love, although your actions a little different, as the person you say has brought peace to the Middle East, repaired our international relationships, has ISIS on the run, you've healed our economy, you've fixed our middle American class problem. Why don't you take some of that magic, right, and get these cop killers on the run? Why don't you do that? Give them a reason to stop killing our protectors. Right? For me, as I said earlier, I had two family members that were police officers all their lives. Well, all their adult lives. And they wouldn't have had it any other way. So I am forever grateful to the men in blue, even though I don't much appreciate the tickets they've given me in the past. But again, I know that's not their fault. That's mine. And I thank them for... Look, think about it. They slow me down. They keep you safe. So, you know, you need to applaud them. You know? Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter, we're tired of hearing it, but blue lives matter too. I mean, really, some of us, if you think about your own attitude, the way you look at life, how many of you would have been in Dallas doing what those guys did in protecting everyone? Come on, honest. How many of you would have been doing that? Yeah, it's easy to say, oh, I would have done it. I'd protect. You don't know that. You really don't know if you would have done it, do you? Ah, Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina. I am your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here tonight. I probably got more stories than I know what to do with. Hey, do you guys know what the... I'd give some away, but they're usually too slow in responding. Do you guys know what the GOP stands for? Look at this. God bless America. I'd love to, but you see this? I mean, I do have an IQ that's bigger than two digits. Not much bigger, but definitely bigger than two digits. Do the giveaway. Yeah, I'd love to. Again, I say. How? I've got nothing to put it against to give it away. Anyway, I didn't even know where I was. Where was I? How about that RNC? Those bunch of little... See, I wish I could do an Arnold impression. Arnold Schwarzenegger? Why? You're the only one that doesn't like him. Actually, I don't like him either, but whatever. Yeah, it's so what does the GOP stand for? And why do Republicans have elephants and Democrats have jackasses? I mean, donkeys. Did I say, was my mic on when I said that? I think it was. You hear about it all the time. Right? You ever heard of the Republican Party is referred to, it has been referred to as the GOP. Now, some of you in there already know what the GOP, yeah, get over, right? Already know what the GOP stand for real, not for what you've made it stand for. It stands for the Grand Old Party. It's often used interchangeably with the word Republican. The acronym dates back to the 1870s, about the same time the party picked up its elephant logo. I always figured they got the elephant because, you know, elephants never forget, right? The name Republican dates back to 1792, and the supporters of Thomas Jefferson, the party was originally known as the Democrat Republican Party, before divisions in the 1830s led to the formation of the standalone Republican Party in the 1850s. The original Republican Party was made up mostly of, guess what? Old white guys who want the more... Oh, no. It was made up mostly of abolitionists. Wow, opposed to slavery in the South. But I don't know if you've heard, you talk to some of the young Democrats, they'll tell you that the party switched. You ever see that movie Big? Where like overnight or something, the dad switches places with the... I guess that's what happened. We just missed the event or something. So after the Civil War, Republicans saw their political influence grow, and in 1888, the party saw the election of Benjamin Harrison. And a majority of Congress, a writer for the Chicago Tribune, said that the triumph represented an accomplishment by the Grand Old Party in referring to Republicans. Now, the phrase has been shortened to GOP. And, you know, because we get lazy, right? We don't want to write all that stuff. So there's some evidence, however, that the acronym might have started earlier, way back to 1875, with the term the Gallant Old Party. Well, we'll now use the GOP and Republican almost interchangeably. It doesn't mean everyone knows what the acronym stands for. Now, this is, like, really need to have this. They did a poll in 2011. Only half of Republicans know what the GOP stands for. Okay? What do they think it is? A GOP? Hey, yeah, I belong to GOP. Now, you ready for this one? If you got coffee in your mouth... You might want to get rid of it real quick because we're out of time. So it says that some people thought it was the government of the people. Some people thought it was grumpy old people. And the one best was God's own party. Well, that's nice, but I wouldn't want to look at what they're doing today. I would not want to strap that with the label. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live.